in our community, and what role does the government play in that process?
Chance, your turn to start.
I think that attracting business is by having a city that people want to come to, and a city where there's vibrance and people who not only like the city, but go out and sell the city themselves. I've been recently on a couple of websites where they ask questions like, what's the city of Racine like? I'm thinking of moving somewhere over there because I have a job offer. And you know, they tell them to go to Milwaukee. They tell them to go to Kenosha. They tell them not to come to Racine. That's sad. We need to have people selling our city who actually live here. And so we need to make that connection with people. So people will have that feeling that this is a city that they not only want to live in, but they want their friends to live in as well. I think that it's also important that we make the services that we provide easy to access. Before, I think someone mentioned that it's hard to get a business license here. Well, it's hard to get almost anything here. Because you have to bend over backwards just to make what they want you to do possible to be done. Now, that's not to say that we should allow people to run rampant over the city, but we should, in fact, allow people the opportunity to be able to come to our city and do things that they want to do without having a lot of paperwork or intense work on the internet to do the very thing that we want them to do, become our community along with us. It's extremely important that we do those very things and that the mayor be in the position to make it possible for people outside of the city to know that we are here, we are ready, and we want you.
June has brought up a really good point. When the developers come and talk to us, no matter whether they're large developers or small developers, they ask three questions for the most part. What is your education? What's your education like in your workforce development? What is your transportation mechanisms like, and what's your quality of life? And that's exactly what Jenna said. They don't come to me and ask, what is your tax base? Because the reality is, they're probably being incentivized to be here in the first place. So what we do is what we have been doing. First, I go to the businesses and I ask them, while I'm touring their companies and talking to their employees, what do you need? It's one business, all they needed me to do was fix the street out front because the trucks were getting stuck in a pothole. Another business, which the aldermen actually had to deal with in the city council, was we had three businesses that came to us. The three combined needed an incentive of less than $100,000. Every one of those businesses, through the IGA funds, not taxpayer money, got a small amount of support, and every one of those businesses grew with the Racine First incentive that they have to hire our people first, which is what we introduced. There's a lot we can do here, but I will tell you, Janice hit it on the head. Quality of life is the biggest issue for somebody to come and locate in our city. That is the number one issue. So if we can work on those issues, we can make a good quality of life, we can get a good workforce development and educated kids, and provide good transportation mechanisms, we can continue to grow the companies here in Racine. And that's what we're working on. Because the fact is, we're still not doing enough.
One of the foci of my campaign has been what I call rethinking community, to have an impact on crime, to have an impact on education, to improve the quality of life in this area, bringing disconnected communities together. The other thing we need to stop doing is nickel and diming small business. We need to stop treating them like we're parasites and we're draining all the blood out of them that we can. We need to stop doing that. We need to get better about treating them more effectively and efficiently from government standpoint. Inspections, licensing, etc. Personal property tax is particularly capricious. That drains small business of needed funds. It is irrespective of how well they've done this year. They still have to pay the tax. And the city's hooked on that money because we need the revenue. It's a bad idea. It disincentivizes business from staying here and from moving here. And that has to go.
What he just said, and then some other things.
I'm taking your time.
One thing we have to realize also, we were talking about being attractive to businesses coming outside. And one of the main ways that we're attractive is making sure that we have a workforce that's job-ready, I believe. Not only are we doing that, do we need to make have a workforce, have a, we start to have a population that's workforce ready, but we also need to be looking at how are we going to continue to have and create an atmosphere for not just small, but also micro businesses as well. And then at the same time, simultaneously make sure that the business that we have going, the bigger business that we have going, the larger business, that we're also trying to sustain what they're doing. Now what happens is you have the tax base being created for the micro and small businesses. You have the tax base also for the big businesses, and that also begins to make Racine attractive, along with the beautiful lake that we have down here right now.
The next question is something that was touched on a little bit. I'd like to expand a little more upon. I was asked, how would you keep and attract talent in our